Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio, and today we have a special guest in the studio, and this is Mo from the band Burning Image, and they originally recorded on Mystic Records back in 1985. And I'm going to play you a track from their album, Let's Die. And the name of the song is Hives. Okay, so, you know, here we go. All right. Considered one of the 10 best death rock compilations of all time. And just like punk itself, death rock doesn't want to die. And depending on who you ask, that can be a good thing or a bad thing. And we're going to go right straight to the source right here with Dave Edom from the band Burning Image that you just listened to. Hello, Mo. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Candice. Thank you for having
me
today.
Thank you for coming. It's such a special treat to have one of our bands from 1985 still loving us, and we're you know, such a close-knit family here with Mystic, and it's just so wonderful to have you on. And
you.
I would like to ask you, sure, Welcome. And I'd like to ask you to tell our fans about how you got started in the whole death rock scene.
In the death rock scene? Well, I'm originally...
the music.
Sure, sure. I'm originally from Bakersfield, California. And needless to say, if anybody's ever been to Bakersfield, it's not the most progressive area, the most progressive city in the world. So,
unless you're in agriculture.
Living there was, the thing is that, you know, as close as we were to L.A. and stuff, it's still very very conservative, very backward, it definitely fueled. It was definitely a fuel for me to write the type of music that I wanted to write. And when I listened to bands like 45 Grave and Christian Death and Community FK and all those great bands, Flower Leopards and Silver Chalice, I just thought, that's the direction I want to go in. And that's the music that spoke to me.
Death rock. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
Both talking at the same time. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You first.
Yeah, it just spoke to me. The music spoke to me, and I knew after listening to those bands, I said that's the type of music I want to do, because I can freely say what I want to say and need to say. And that's what Burning Image has always been about. We've always been anti-establishment, anti-religion, always sticking up for the common man, that kind of thing. And,
sure. And Mystic has really set the platform for people to speak what's on their mind way, way back, starting in the 50s, before most of us were even born, Doug Moody was putting out underground music and getting in trouble all the time.
What I admired about Mystic Records. Yeah.
Well, and, people don't seem to realize that the gothy dark side of punk music, the experience of death rock, has always been a part of punk rock as long as hardcore has.
That's true. That's true. That's where it came from. That's where it originated. So
sure.
I feel very much a part of the punk scene as well. For that reason, just for the association like that. Yeah.
Right. And tell us about your experience while recording at Mystic. How did that go?
Well, actually, Hives was recorded at this, I can't even remember the name of the studio. I think it's called Harlequin Studios back in the day. And I don't know how Doug Moody found out about us, but apparently he was getting ready to put out the compilation and got a hold of us somehow. And we had just recorded some of those tunes, which... the same session as Hives, and we just thought that would be great. That would be the perfect song to put on the compilation. And Doug was kind enough to include us on there, which worked out, because I love the Let's Die compilation. I think the bands that are on there are amazing, and it's I think that compilation has really endured over the years. It's really a lot of people still remember it and love it. And,
well, yeah, it's listed as on CVLT Nation as the number one of the 10 best punk death rock compilations of all time, and they've got it listed as first, you know. And
yes,
that's quite an honor. Yeah, that's quite an honor, because, there's a lot of good bands on there. False Confession, Subterfuge, AWOL, Patrick Mata, Thieves Cross, Party Doll, White Pigs, The Mess, Ill Repute, Slaughterhouse-Five, Burning Image, you, of course, and The Drab, Silver Chalice, Samson's Army, The Stain, and The Flower Leopards, Necrology. All really good songs, too.
Yes, yes. I'm proud to be on that compilation. I really am. And that was, like I said, it was cool of Doug to want to include us on there. So I'm glad to be part of that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's nice to see, you know, Mark Rood was a really good friend of mine, and it's really nice to see his work still around, even though he's not. We'll always miss him, and he was such a talented person and such a nice guy.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he was just the best, you know.
Yeah, the cover itself, I mean, that alone is the... It's worth the price of admission, you know. You look at that thing, and it's just like, man, that's just
a beautiful cover.
Cover. Yes. And we've been fortunate enough, you know, my band, to be associated with such talented people, you know, like him and Art Morales, who did our the cover of our 45, and just amazing, amazing, talented people, artists, and. Everybody we've been associated with has always been great. What a great.
Well, then we're going to have to put it out again. Get it back out there for people to enjoy, you know? Because Mystic only did the one pressing. It's never been repressed again. So, you know, we'll have to check into that. So, with all that, you know, Burning Image is still playing shows, and Do you have any upcoming shows you want to give a shout out for?
Well, at the moment we don't, because I'm busy writing material for the next album, which should be out in September. So that's kind of what I'm concentrating on now. Is just so it's going to be about 15 songs on it. So I've got my hands full. I'm still in the process of finishing up those songs, but. That's coming up in September. And we just put out a four-song EP as well.
Nice. Well, I have another song here by Burning Image, and this one is Final Conflict. Before I play it, do you want to give us a little bit of a synopsis?
Sure. Final Conflict was, well, as you know, I mean, the 80s was... those were the Reagan years, and those were very uncertain times. And the Final Conflict is just kind of my answer to that, of those times. And being afraid of where we were going as a country and as a society. And I had to jot something down, and that's what came out, was the Final Conflict. That was recorded at Casbah Studios by Chaz Ramirez, whose association with Social Distortion and et cetera, and a lot of those Orange County bands and stuff. So,
again,
it's the pleasure of working with such talented people. That was another example there. But that's what the Final Conflict is about. It's just those uncertain times in the 80s and give it a listen and see what you think.
Exactly. Okay, well, here we go with the song Final Conflict by Burning Image. Well, I did a little bit of research here, and Burning Image, you can find them on Wikipedia, and it says here that you guys started in 1982, and
yes.
Your first 7-inch single was The Final Conflict.
Yes.
And let's see, it says in the summer of 84, the compilation 83 through 87, and in 2004, Phantasma. Ooh, I'd like to hear that. And both were released on Alternative Tentacles record label, formerly
yes,
owned
right.
by the Dead Kennedys. Oh, Jello. Oh, okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Coolness.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yes. Well, you know, speaking of Jello, as far as, you know, the type of music that we play, or the lyrics that we wrote, we were heavily influenced by bands that wanted to say something, either whether
sure.
it be the Dead Kennedys or the Clash or any band like that. I didn't want to write party songs or anything like that. I wasn't
right.
interested in that. I wanted to inform. I wanted to be that. You know, I wanted to be Dead Kennedys, that type of approach.
Right,
and,
kind of like a Seneca
so
play, you know, something with a message.
Sure, absolutely. And pretty much that's what Burning Image lyrics are all about. That's where we tend to go when we write. And to this day, I mean, there's plenty to write about.
The Secret Society calls you guys the Lords of Bakersfield.
Oh my.
That's what it says here. Allegedly, the Secret Society called you guys the Lords of Bakersfield. I don't know.
Well, actually what that is, it's for the longest time it's always been this Bakersfield almost folklore actually. And there were actually what supposedly a society in Bakersfield called the Lords of Bakersfield. And it's a pretty creepy thing. You get a chance, you need to read about that. Yeah, it really is. But in those days, as I was saying about Bakersfield, it was pretty conservative, very, very uptight. And we would our shows would get picketed by church groups. And
really?
And absolutely. It was crazy. It was one of our shows got shut down by the cops. And it's just... because they thought we were devil worshippers. They thought I don't know what they thought we were, but I guess somebody would take a glance at the 45, the cover of it, and just think, oh boy, these guys are trouble. So
why? What's on the cover?
We had a hell of a time. It was drawn by Art Morales, who did the cover of Mommy's Little Monster by Social Distortion, and it's this really gothic, strange looking. Cover. I'll have to send that to you. But it really made people think. Wow, there's something up with these guys. But that it's just something we had to contend with. And all our shows, they were always picketed.
Huh.
But that was Bakersfield at the time. You're talking about 1984 in Bakersfield, California.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on, look at all the shows leaving got shut down for when you know. Nowadays he plays big stadium shows and they love him, you know. He doesn't get closed down anymore.
Sure. I mean, I remember reading about the Black Flag and the Ramones show, or I think it was Ramones, at the Palladium, I believe. And I just remember thinking, wow, to go there and shut a show down like that. And lo and behold, it happens to us. So... yeah, as I said, you know, Bakersfield was a hell of a place to be in the 80s.
Speaking of which,
yes,
one of our newer bands, the Durable Turds, recently got a show shut down because they played with the Mentors. And it's like, are you serious?
Goodness.
This is 2019. You're gonna shut a band down because they played with the Mentors? People who you know, shocked Tipper Gore so bad they even named a band after her. I love that band, Tipper Gore. But I mean, you know, she really took it personally, and you know, I knew El Duce quite well, and he was a super nice guy, and it's a stage act, you know, and that's not who he was in real life, you know. Of course, but working at the Ivar Strip Club as an MC didn't help his personality any, you know. But, you know, in 2019 to get shut down because you played with the mentors, are you serious? I mean,
wow.
That's just really wrong. So you guys out there in Washington who shut down the gerbil turds know that we're watching you, watching you, watching you.
Good. Well, you know, and with that being said, it really kind of goes to show you that things really haven't changed that much, have they? You know,
no. No,
in 30 years.
There has been some progression. Dave Travis has a great venue in L.A. called the Cafe Nila. And as you all know, Dave is his band Carnage Asada. And he's played with Saccharine Trust and a lot of the older punk rock bands that have been around for a long time, and so far I've not heard of any of his shows being shut down, and that's amazing
good.
For today. Yeah, that's amazing for today's scene. And same with the Surf Punk Rodeo. There were like thousands of people there, and it was right on the beach, and I watch it every year, you know, and see that, you know, it's favorable, you know. Nobody's getting hurt. Nobody's hurting anyone. Cops aren't closing it down, and people are doing what they love and listening to music and swimming in the ocean and having fun.
Well, you know, kind of that's the thing about what you just said about El Duce. You know, it was an act. You know,
yeah.
I mean. You know, as you know, like you said, he was a really cool guy. Just a nice guy. And he was. El Duce was a really cool guy. But ultimately, I mean, we are entertainers as well. You know, we
right.
have a message.
And
Burning Image has a message. But ultimately, we're entertainers too.
True.
So to take that serious and to take what the mentors did to art, I mean, come on. They're there to entertain. It may not be your cup of tea, but... That's
you don't have
doing.
To listen to it if it's not your cup of tea.
Exactly.
That's the whole thing, right?
Exactly.
If somebody doesn't like it.
Right.
But, you know, I do see a point why they would want the parental guidance put on certain and explicit lyrics, you know, explicitly
sure.
listed on music, you know, and I do understand why she went for that, you know, Tipper Gore. You know, but I mean, I have grandchildren and great grandchildren, you know, and I wouldn't want them to accidentally pick up something that was rude, crude, and sociably unacceptable, you know. But I mean,
right.
my kids,
well, yeah.
right? But I mean, my
sure.
kids even met Eldon, you know, and he was a perfect gentleman to me, always polite, never even cussed when we were around, you know. I mean, the man had a different side to him that, you know, Tipper Gore never saw. All she saw was his stage performance and the Wally George show. That was pretty funny.
Right.
But, you know, we did a lot of work together at the Café de Grand. And Wednesday nights, Eldon and I did a comedy show. And we actually were getting really great reviews from the L.A. Weekly before the Café got closed down. And it was really fun. I used to write the monologue, and he was a great comedian, and he would ad-lib to the basic monologue that I would put. And it was wonderful, you know. We were really doing
sure.
good, you know. And it was showing a new side of him. It was showing the comedy
right.
side of him, you know, not just the raunchy rock mentor's style, you know.
Right. Right.
And he achieved his goal. Yeah. He wanted to be noticed, and he achieved that goal. Although he paid the ultimate price for it.
Yeah, unfortunately,
yeah. Yeah, he was pushed in front of a train.
You know, I've seen that so many times. Yeah, that was horrible. But, I mean, I've seen that so many times. I mean, speaking of Jello Biafra, you know, I mean, you've seen him on stage. He's quite the animated, you know, quite the animated guy on stage. But off stage, just quiet, very cool, calm. You know, it's two personas. It really is. You've got the onstage one, and you've got the one that is the normal guy that you see, you know, backstage. And
right.
You know, that was Il Duce. That's you know, I can name countless people that are like that. You know,
exactly.
So,
you know, just like the gerbil turd. You know, yeah,
sure.
You know. They're a fun band, and I put out a compilation too, and they're one of their songs is on it, and you know they're up there in Washington, and
mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things, you know. It's a stage show, you know.
We have another
group, Chainsaw Fight. And they do a bizarre show. They're out of Las Vegas, and they do a chainsaw fight dude with the, you know, from Chainsaw Massacre with the leather face mask and things. And, you know, they do a theatrical act on stage, you
sure.
know. And to look at them, they look like the scariest guys in the world, but they're just sweet teddy bears, you know.
That's exactly it, you know. Like I said, you just have to. I mean, people are coming to see you. They're paying to come to see you play and be entertained as well. So, yeah, you have
sure.
to. You know, if that means
yeah.
that, you know, wearing a mask or like Gore, you know, and dress up like they did, and, you know, that's what you did. But,
exactly.
You know, yeah.
Well, I've got another song here from Burning Image. And let's see, where are we? Here we are. Let me see. I have such a big, long list here. Okay, there we are. So tell me about Time Is Running Out. Is that the full title of the song, Time Is Running Out, or is it just Time Is?
No, Time Is Running Out.
Okay.
Well, Time Is Running Out, that was actually, well, when Burning Image started, we were originally called The Pictures. And it was kind of one of those things where, again, we were playing in Bakersfield, and we didn't want to play covers anymore. We didn't want to play Boston and Journey and Foreigner and all that. And, you know, and I'm starting to discover, you know, the Screamers and Weirdos and Black Flag and Dead Kennedys and, you know, all the cool Susie and the Banshees and Boss and stuff like that.
Sure.
So that's where, you know, that's where we wanted to go, and that's where we started to go. So it seemed like The Pictures just wasn't the right band name anymore. I just thought it just doesn't fit what we're doing. It really doesn't. So this is one of those drunken nights where we just said, okay, we need to come up with a new name. And Burning Image is the one that won. that's the name that we liked, and that's what we went with. So one of the first songs that we wrote together as a band was Time Is Running Out when we were Burning Image. And again, it was just the times, the uncertain times. And that's what Time Is Running Out is about. It's just, how much time do we have left on this planet? Is where's society going? We just don't feel unsure, especially at that age. You're just like, oh man.
Today, I mean, are things any more certain than they were in 1985? I mean,
right.
we've got, you know, we're on the verge of nuclear disaster, you know.
Yes.
Every day,
yes.
I mean, we have to think about what happened with Fukushima, where you know, innocent people were using, you know, nuclear energy, and that big tsunami hit Japan. I mean, we all know what happened in Fukushima, and it's like,
sure.
you know, what if somebody went and pushed the button. I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, our society is just so bad. Well, you know, we had, not to change the subject, but we had one of the gerbil turds on the line, and he had a bad connection, and he cut out. The drummer from the band, Pat Hunter, was called in for a moment, and we lost him. So anyway, hopefully he'll come back. And oh, here he is. Here he is. All right, here we go. And we have Pat Hunter on the line from the Gerbil Turds. Hey, Pat, what's up?
Good. How are you doing?
All right.
I'm doing great.
Well, we were just discussing a little while ago about how the Gerbil Turds got a venue closed down because of playing with the Mentors. You want to tell us about that?
Well, we didn't get the venue closed down. We were asked to be on the bill, and we agreed, and then we made a flyer for the show and started posting the flyer, and the promoter got very offended by our flyer because it might not have been very appropriate. But regardless, it was a flyer and we were promoting.
Sure.
One of the other bands on the bill is a younger band, and I've never actually heard them or seen them, but we did a show with the Mentors last year. It was our last show with them. And there was a lot of controversy then, too. We had people threatening to protest and, physical threats and all that if the show with the Mentors went on. And there was a lot of boycotting going on. But we did
Wow.
the show anyway, and there was no problems. We did the show anyway.
Oh, you did?
But, you know, Oh, yeah. And there was no issues. Fast forward to last weekend. And we got contacted by the promoter and told that we were no longer on the bill because one of the younger bands had complained about us because we had played with the Mentors in the past. And so they said we were promoting rape rock and rape culture. So the promoter kicked us off the bill.
Oh, wow. And see, me and Mo were just talking about that. Mo's from the original Burning Image band from Mystic 1985, and he was just telling us about, the censorship and the closing of their shows and the cops coming in and all that,
Right.
Everybody wants to censor.
Going on. Right,
yeah.
Right. And it seems to be the younger bands that are coming in now that are trying to dictate what the older bands should do.
Really?
And where they should play and what kind of music they should be portraying to everybody.
That's not
and
what punk rock is all about.
No, it's really frustrating. We didn't make a big deal out of it. We said, okay. We immediately called a venue that was maybe half a block away, and we got a show the same night. So we were able to book another venue that same night, and we kept the same flyer. We just added different bands onto it, and we did the show, and we had a great
nice.
Time.
Great. That's good to hear.
One of the other bands that was on the original bill, who are friends of ours, they actually dropped off the bill in solidarity, and they came
really?
And did the show with us at the other venue. Yes, huh. They're a band called, called Gator.
What is it called?
They're called Gator.
Gator. Huh. Never heard of them.
They're
I guess they want to dictate what everybody does, right? And close in solidarity.
Gator was in solidarity. Gator was in solidarity with us.
In favor of...
I'd like to say something that kind of what Pat was saying about they were kicked off that bill, but hey, let's go hold the show somewhere else. And that's cool. I mean, and that's what used to happen in Hollywood back in the day. Remember? I mean, it's just all the West Side clubs didn't want Black Flag and they didn't want those types of bands. And so
You
do?
And you guys would not have played at the Troubadour,
Exactly. Yeah. Back then they didn't want you, not the Whiskey or the Roxy or any of those clubs. So, a lot of
and
those
we didn't
bands,
want to
like
go
Black
either.
Flag had to go set up.
Yep.
Exactly.
They didn't want us, and we didn't want to be there.
Right. So what'd you do? I mean, you go set up your own show and do it that way. And then finally, when they saw that the crowds that those bands were drawing, then they said, okay, you can come down and you can play at the Whiskey, or you can play it, you know, at these clubs now, because we know you can draw a crowd. So,
right.
Hey, you know, that's what you did back then. You don't want us? Fine. We'll do it ourselves. And that was the whole thing about the scene, is that you did do it yourself. That was the whole DIY method of doing things.
And all those, and all they did, all that band did when they tried to boycott us on Facebook and with the promoter, all they did was bring more attention to us. You know, and we actually thanked them, you know, for the extra little publicity that they gave us, that little extra push, you know, that we needed for our show. That was nice of them.
There you go. Free publicity.
Exactly. Well, hey guys, I got to get going, but I appreciate you guys giving me a chance to come on and tell you what happened.
Well, thank you, Pat. That was Pat Hunter from the Gerbil Turds. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
All right.
You bet.
So now we're back here in the studio with Mo Adam from Burning Image. And let's see. Oh, yeah, we were going to play your song, Time is Running Out.
Time is Running Out, yes.
Yes. And I appreciate your input, you know, about the Hollywood scene, too, because it's so true. That
it is,
you know, everybody, I guess, and things are still the same, you know. I mean, look what they just went through last week, you know.
That one, as I said, things haven't changed that much.
No,
it changed a bit,
haven't.
But not that much.
No. But you know what? The one thing is, those of us who started way back when, in the beginning, you know, we continue to support one another, and we stand strong in solidarity and for our freedom of expression, our freedom of speech. And if somebody doesn't like it, they don't have to listen. They can just turn another channel on, you know?
That's exactly it right there. And it, you know, and with us, people our age and people who were part of that scene at the time, man, we were there in the trenches in the beginning, and we took our lumps and we took our lumps and we made it safe for bands later on.
Exactly.
Hopefully. I mean, sure.
There you go. You know. Okay, and here is the song. Time is running out.
To understand, now it's too late to really change things.
Death rock was pretty much taking over California, and you guys really made your mark, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was at the Central Valley where I'm from in Bakersfield. That was it. We were the only death rock band in that area. Pretty much everybody else is in Los Angeles. And I believe Jello Biafra in the liner notes for the compilation we did on Alternative Tentacles, one of the things he said at the end of the liner notes is that how did it happen in Bakersfield? And
right.
I remember, yeah, right. But I told him, I said, how could it not happen in Bakersfield? I mean, that was a breeding ground for that type of band. And the thing about Bakersfield, the one good thing I can say about Bakersfield at that time was when we did play shows, the audiences that we had were so diverse. It wasn't just death rock people. It was death rock people and rockabilly people and punks and just everybody united, because we all had that one goal, you know. This is our music. We're going to stand behind it. We're going to support the bands, and we're going to support the scene. So that was that's what I really enjoyed about the scene at that time. It's very, very uniting, very, very close knit.
Sure.
Mhm. Yes.
And how did you hook up with Alternative Tentacles?
Well, let me see here. My guitarist and the drummer went to a radio station in Berkeley to go promote the 45 that we had. And Jello Biafra happened to be in a studio right next to the one that they were in. They were playing a demo version of The Final Conflict. And he came out of the studio and said, who is this? What song is this? Who's this band? And my guitar said, hey, that's us. We're Burning Image. And he really liked what he heard. And he invited us to play with Dead Kennedys in San Francisco in 84.
Fantastic.
And, oh, yeah. And it was just one of those right place at the right time. And,
sure.
And we've been in touch ever since. And years later, I think it was 2003, he was doing spoken word at the Echo in,
nice, yeah.
In L.A. And my wife and I went to go see him, and we got reacquainted. And that's when he suggested, hey, would you mind if I put out a compilation of Burning Image music? And it's, we've been going ever since. Ever since, writing new material, and it's been great. It's been fun, and it's great to see bands like 45 Grey still playing, and Community FK, and so
sure.
It's just wonderful. It really is.
Well, it's good to see you guys still playing too.
Oh, I love it. I enjoy it. I there's nothing more that I like than sitting down and writing new tunes and you do the occasional gigs here and there. So. Hopefully, after the new album comes out in September, we'll be doing some shows in both
nice.
Southern California and Northern California. Yeah.
Sure. Well, you know, I always encourage our artists to, you know, do what they want to, and you know, it takes quite a bit to write a song, and a lot of people don't understand that. I'm a musician as well, and
mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, you gotta, when you're creative and you've got that creative juice flowing, you just gotta stay with it, you know, and it's like, go away, don't leave me alone. I used to lock myself in my room, you know, go away, leave me alone.
Right.
You know, you know, my mom would
inspiration.
Yeah, and my mom would say, you need to go take out the trash. I'm like, Mom, I'm writing a song here. Go away. Leave me alone. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, inspiration comes at whenever it feels like it, you know. And
right.
It could either be when you're not doing anything or when you're fast asleep or when you're at work. Whatever. It'll come whenever it wants to. And that's the great thing about it. Yeah, yeah.
So, have you guys toured Europe?
No, we have never toured Europe.
Oh, okay.
We broke up in 87 and reformed in 2004.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But we didn't get a chance to play Europe because, like I said, we broke up in 87, so that opportunity didn't come for us.
I see.
But, there's still a chance. You never know.
Okay.
I get promoters asking if we want to play Europe, and so it's, who knows? It could still happen.
Right. Well,
yeah.
Let me see. I'm gonna play a song here for a minute, and we'll be right back with you.
Get ready to feel alive. Rocket lane, the streets terror, light up the fucking night.
studio with Dave Adam from Burning Image.
Yes. Well, I tell you, I'm happy that Mystic Records is still around, and that's wonderful.
Thank you.
It's great to see.
Thank you.
And thank you for doing this, the radio show, and I tell you what, man, if anybody can get a hold of Let's Die, I highly recommend it. It's such a good compilation. It really is.
Well, can't beat one of the best in you know, the reviews. It's got a lot of really good reviews on there. And,
oh, yeah.
I think I have one copy of it, and I can remaster it from there with the help of Philco. And Philip Raves is still with Mystic after all these years. And
wow.
He was, yeah. And when I have side work I need him to do, I toss it over to him, and he gets it done. And together we're still keeping Mystic alive, and we're preserving the albums and the bands of the past, and still promoting you guys. And you know, we're always glad to retouch base with someone who was with us in the 80s and still loving
sure.
us today. And that's so great, you know.
Still do. Thank goodness for
Mystic
Records.
Exactly. That's so sweet. And, you know, for about the last 7 years, I volunteer my time to help Doug Moody, you know, with Mystic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's 91 years old, and he's just amazing. He's such a nice guy. And he always has something nice to say about all of the bands. And, you know, he never had kids of his own, so he always thinks of you guys as his children.
That's great. That is great to hear. Yeah.
Oh, and he was
so
excited when you contacted
bands.
Him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Yes. I remember the day. I remember the day when my guitarist said, "Hey, Mystic Records, man, they want to put out a compilation. They want Burning Image on it." I'll never forget that day. I just thought, wow, what an honor to be on Mystic Records. That was really cool. And I thank Doug for wanting to include us on that.
Nice, nice. Well, you know, we're just about out of time here and winding down the show. And I want to thank you for coming on. And thank you for being a part of Mystic, and you know, we'll see what we can do to help promote you. Still, we always make
thank
a
you.
Promise. Yes, and we always okay. make a promise to continue to promote the bands, no matter who they're with. You know, Mystic
sure.
never forces anyone to stay with their label, and even when they go somewhere else, we still love you, and we consider ourselves a punk rock tradition, you know.
Well,
Punks
I
United.
Will always feel a part of Mystic Records, just for the
thank you so
always,
much. That's
always.
Really nice to hear.
Candace, thank you for having me on today. That was very kind of you to ask.
Well, that's what we do, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Oh, here's a cute little snippet for you. Wolfman. Okay, so you remember Swa from with Merrill back in the day, 100 Bottles of Beer?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you were talking about Reagan earlier. This is funny. I'll play this little clip real quick.
Right here, go home! Nicaraguan style!
One, two, three, four! 100 Bottles of Beer! 100 Bottles of Beer! Take one down, drive, and I put a pillow on!
Corporate
media is controlling the masses. What do wonderful people?
Meryl, he was a good friend of mine, the singer with that, and Chuck Jakowski. Still talk to Chuck. I don't know whatever happened to Meryl, but he used to come out on stage with all in leather, even with a leather mask on his face, you know, those black S&M masks.
Sure.
And uh-huh. he'd slowly take it all off on stage. Well, not all of it, but It was a good act he did, and the girls used to go wild. He was very handsome, and yeah, when he came out on there and did his little thing, it was like really fun. The girls loved it. He in that song, he pretty much covers everything that we were talking about, you know, the censorship, the closing of the thing, the venues, and different things, you know, media controlling the masses and presidents. Everybody's always unhappy. Oh, well, we got 10 seconds. Time to say goodbye, Mo. Nice having you on.
Yep.
And don't forget to party.
Thank you for having
me. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.